You're listening to an interview taken from the Tonic Talk Show and Podcast, heard exclusively on Zoomer Radio. To download or listen to the original episode or other episodes of The Tonic, please visit thetonic.ca.
Omega Alpha's products are created by their scientific team, headed by their owner, operator, and CEO, Dr. Gordon Chang. Dr. Chang holds a PhD in physiology and biomedical engineering from the University of Toronto. He also has 2 years postdoctoral experience in clinical biochemistry, looking at free radicals and antioxidants. He's published over 20 peer-reviewed articles and conference proceedings. Welcome, Gordon.
Thank you for having me on board, Jamie.
My pleasure. One of the great things about this show is that I constantly learn new information, like, for example, that the gastrointestinal tract is probably the largest organ system we have in the body, something I didn't know. And when we get sick, chances are that ailments and that afflict us are connected in some way to the GI tract. Is that right?
That's basically it. There's many things that are going on in your body, of course. I mean, to lay everything down to just the GI tract is a little bit pushing it, in all fairness.
Yeah.
But a lot of people complain, their day-to-day stuff usually talks about something that's going on in the gastrointestinal tract. But the GI tract can be the cause of many different type of ailments. For example, food allergies.
Right.
One of the things with food allergies that people don't realize is that when you react to a food, sometimes it's because there's permeability in the gastrointestinal tract, which allows certain food allergens to get in contact with your blood. Your blood then generates some antibodies. So next time it sees these allergens, you get a reaction, hence a food allergy.
Right. And they could be very severe.
It could be very severe. Even things like when you come down to irritable bowel syndrome.
Right.
You know, and for most people who don't have that problem, it's a wonderful thing. But for people who have it, right, because there are people I know who will eat, and the first place they look for is a bathroom, or they wake up in the morning with stomach cramps. Some of that could be related to food allergies, right?
And is that the same thing as Crohn's disease?
It's very different from Crohn's disease. Crohn's disease is a much more severe form of it,
right?
But it's usually Crohn's is an inflammation of the large intestine, right? And when it's bad, it's really, really bad.
Right. My father, unfortunately, had not full-blown Crohn's, but he had ileitis and colitis for many years.
Which is inflammation, again, in the small bowel.
Right.
So it is just as bad.
And, you know, it impacted his health entirely.
That's right.
He was extremely active throughout his life, and, you know, he would want to go for a hike, but that's really difficult if you're having those types of difficulties.
That's right. Your lifestyle changes because of it. But these are just some of the things that are related to the GI tract. I mean, but even overall, the immune system is linked to your GI tract.
Right. So what's the linkage there?
Well, on the immune system, there's things like the microbiome in your gut. Now, people ask me what the microbiome, I call that the ecosystem in your gut, the bacterial ecosystem in your gut.
And there's good and bad bacteria.
Yeah. Well, good and bad, as I say, it's my standard joke for good and bad bacteria has always been, there's no such thing as good bacteria. They don't go to church on Sunday. They don't put extra money in the collection plate. They are not extra nice to their neighbors. The reason we call them good bacteria, or otherwise call them probiotics, is because the waste products they produced or is either beneficial for the host, which is us, right? Or we tolerate it better.
Okay.
So, for example, you have your E. coli, right? You know, remember back a few years ago, 10 years maybe, Walkerton, right?
Yes.
It was an E. coli outbreak. But we have E. coli bacteria in our gut.
Right, and it serves a purpose.
It does serve a purpose. I think one of the things I'd like to stress about bacteria especially is the concept of balance.
Okay.
Because even the good bacteria, if I was to go into your gut and pull out all of the bacteria in your gut, right, and then replace it with one type of good bacteria, you will be a very sick person.
Right.
And the reason for that is not because the bacteria is bad, it's just that it was producing too much waste that your body could not handle. Right.
I remember I had to take antibiotics because I had some illness, and it threw my entire system off.
Right.
Obviously there are some circumstances where you have to take antibiotics, but it can really wreak havoc with your system.
Yeah, because the antibiotics kill off all the bacteria, good and bad. No, it doesn't reduce it to zero.
Right.
Right. But what it does, it creates a lot of space. It allows, if bad bacteria get to that space, first come, first serve, it starts to grow. You have an overgrowth of bad bacteria. And I use bacteria in a generic term. It includes things like yeast, mycoplasmas, right?
Okay.
Et cetera. All those type of things, right?
So all the microbes.
Microbes.
Right.
Right?
Right. So what do we do? How do we help with our GI health?
Well, it's a very complex issue.
I know. We can't cover it all
today. We can cover it in this.
No.
I mean, there's a lot of things you talk about. Things like fiber you got to talk about. Things like probiotics you got to talk about. Things like digestive enzymes you want to talk about. My suggestion is you do it in small steps.
Okay.
Don't go overboard. I know people say, oh, fiber is great. So next thing you know, everything they eat is fiber. No.
No.
Or they say digestive enzymes are good, so they live on digestive enzymes and they forget about everything else. It's a little bit of everything. Probiotics are good. So my suggestion is a little bit of everything. You take some digestive enzymes, you take some probiotics, you increase your fiber intake. If you don't eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, there's a lot of good fiber products out there.
Right.
Omega Alpha makes a very good one you could try out. You know, and you know, there's a lot of everything. Everything in moderation.
Well, that seems like a rational approach. I, for example, I have oatmeal for breakfast regularly.
That's a
great source of natural fiber, and it's good for you, and it makes me feel good about myself. And that's also important, right?
As we get older, it's so important. I call it the ball movement.
Yeah, exactly. Regularity. We could do a whole show on regularity. Okay, so the GI tract is, and this is the last question that we have time for today. It's all about nutrient absorption too, right? That's an important role that the GI tract plays.
Yeah. So, what people are talking about things, there's one thing that's bandied about called leaky gut syndrome.
Right. What is that?
In the medical literature, if you go see a family doctor, they'll roll their eyes. If you use the word compromised intestinal permeability, you may see some agreement.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And basically what that does is that absorption, there's a lot of malabsorption.
Okay.
Right? For leaky gut. There's a lot of inflammation in the gut, right? So there's no easy treatment. There's no easy cure. One of the things that people with leaky gut, they do is control inflammation.
All right.
And there's several foods you can take that will help with that.
What would you recommend?
Well, again, increase your fiber intake. That's one. The demulcent herbs, things like slippery elm, marshmallow root, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would take things like quercetin, rutin, and so on. What that will do, it'll tighten the cell junctions between the cells, so it'll help inhibit the permeability. But it's all a program. Just doing one is not going to solve all of your ills.
Well, we'll have to get on that program.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in today. And next time you come back, I understand we're going to talk about the many levels of detoxification, which is perfect for springtime.
Definitely.